All right, ready to get this party started. Hey, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon. I'm from Austin, Texas, and I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Say it with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, it is happening. Many of you have been really stretching your business and working really hard to reach the next level before we get to our national conference. Keep going. You can do it. It can happen. This is the time. Go after it. You can make it work. You can go into Ambition as a brand new regional consultant, a brand new senior, a brand new executive. We even have some national consultants coming on board. Guys, make it work. Make it happen. Just do the push. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and 11 o'clock tomorrow in Japan. We want to welcome all of you to this call, and this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start, especially this week, because you're going to hear from the top dog tonight. I'll tell you about it in just a second. Okay, Ambition. Now, I got a bone to pick with you guys. I've been telling you that Ambition is August 30th, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd for months, and none of you corrected me. It's August 30th and 31st, September 1st and 2nd. Nevertheless, make sure that you're registered for the big event. Make sure you've already got the registration done. Make the arrangements to share a room, get your own room, find a room close by, whatever you got to do, whatever it takes. Bring a bus from up north. Bring a carload. Catch a plane. Whatever you've got to do, you need to be at the national conference. And in a few minutes, you're going to hear more reasons why. But they're already telling us great things about it. John Maxwell is going to be one of our featured speakers. They're giving away cars. We've now expanded internationally. There are going to be so many great things going on at this national conference, and you don't want to hear about it from somebody else. The attendee-only bonuses alone are worth you doing whatever it takes to get there, because when you get home, after you fly without a plane, hearing the announcements and seeing what's going on, you're going to want to be able to qualify for the additional income that you can have by building your business, your Ambit Energy business, shortly after the national conference. And the best way to take advantage of that is to start building your business now. And speaking of now, it's my honor to introduce to you our featured speaker of the evening. If you have been in Ambit Energy more than 15 days, you already know who he is. He is the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide. He was the original recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. I get to call him my friend. Please welcome to the call Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, glad to have you with us.
Hey, Bear, great to be on the, great to be on the call. Excuse me. I want to take a few minutes. I want to jump right into it. I don't want to keep people long tonight, but I want to take a few minutes talking about impending events and the importance of impending events. And, of course, the granddaddy of them all, the number one impending event, the event that will have the most dramatic effect on your business is Ambition. It's the national convention. It's every Labor Day weekend. Saturday, we're in the American Airlines Center with, you know, 15, 20,000 excited, ambitized consultants that are just going crazy, all kinds of announcements, recognition of people that have worked hard throughout the year, from Pure Energy to Thompson Leadership to Crystal Sphere to Ronnie Kirkland Perseverance Award to Impact Award, and on and on and on. A lot of great testimonies, fantastic training in the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center attached to the Omni Hotel in the days preceding the big event on Saturday. Here's what I want to tell you. I got on the call early and heard, you know, people registered for Ambition, registered for Power Trip. That's a double shot of energy for sure, but focusing on Ambition, what I want to tell you is it's not really about you getting to Ambition. You know, everybody focuses on getting themselves to Ambition. I want to put a challenge out to everybody on this call. And, it doesn't matter to me if you're in Maine or you're listening in from Tokyo, Japan, or somewhere in between. There's a lot of in between, all of ambit in between. You're down in the tip of Texas and Brownsville or over on the East Coast or all the way west over into Chicago. It doesn't matter where you are. This is my challenge to you. Go and sponsor a new person. Go and sponsor a new person as quickly as possible. Or if you're so busy with your organization that you just don't have time to personally sponsor right now, go work with somebody that comes into your organization after tonight and get one person, just one more person, one brand new person. Now, not anybody that exists in your organization tonight. And Bear, I noticed that I got a text right before this call. A brand new person came in. Thelma came in Houston, Texas. I'm going to let you count Thelma, okay, just because you're my buddy.
I saw that.
but somebody that comes into your business between this call and next week, get that person to go to Ambition, okay? This is the bottom line, folks. It's not about you getting ambition. I would say 85-90% of the people on this call are already registered for ambition. People that aren't able to drive already have their flights. You've got everything lined up with the Anatole or the Omni or wherever you're staying. You're good to go. What this is about is getting as many people in your organization to ambition as possible. I heard Norbert's on the call tonight, and I'll never forget the very first ambition. It was in October of 2007, and it was at the Lost Pines Resort in Bastrop, Texas, a little south of, right outside of Austin, in fact. There were about 750 people there. Ray Monty had joined the business on October 7th of that year, 2017, and had put Norbert into the business. Pretty early on, Ray had a big event at Madison Square Garden where Joel Osteen actually was coming to preach, and he had bought tickets and invited several people, so he was unable to attend the first ambition, having been in the business about 20 days. But Norbert came, and Norbert brought three or four people, and those people were wildly successful to this day, get nice checks from Ambit Energy. And they got fired up, and they went back, and they put the spread on the bread, and they were just putting people in hand over fist. I'll never forget that. So Ray Monty, though he couldn't attend himself the first year at Ambition, had four or five people at Ambition, led by Norbert, who was brand new in the business. And then, you look at last year, I don't know how many Ray had there, but thousands, okay, thousands upon thousands. Okay, and each year, the EC Factory, that organization, focuses on increasing the number of people that come to Ambition. It's no different than Team 526. Chris and Debbie do the same thing. Coach does the same thing. Everybody does the same thing. In other words, Ambition is a recruiting event unto itself. You're recruiting the people in your organization to go to the big show. That's the bottom line. And the grand prize winner is not the person who attends. So I'm going to talk about you as an individual here in a second. The grand prize winner is the person who has the most people in their organization that attends. Okay? That's the grand prize winner, because what happens at Ambition, really, there's nothing I could do in the way of a video. There's nothing I could do verbally over this conference call. There's nothing I could do in writing. There's nothing I can do that adequately expresses what occurs to somebody who comes to Ambition. But what Ambit's done over the years is they've tracked the difference. They look at everybody that didn't come to Ambition that's active in Ambit, not the people that are just in and not doing anything, but people that are active that have gotten a consultant and a customer within a certain period of time, and they splash the non-Ambit Ambition attendees against the Ambit attendees with the same qualifying data, and the production of the people who attend Ambition versus the people that don't attend Ambition, it's not like it's a 50% or 100%, okay? 100% is a one-fold increase, okay? It's a several-fold increase, several hundred percent, maybe thousand, over 1,000% increase, maybe 10 times over what somebody, which would be a thousand increase. All I can tell you is that it's you have to pay a price, okay? This isn't an easy business. You've never heard me get on a call and say this is an easy business. It's not an easy business, okay? It's a simple business, but it's not an easy business. And in any business, you have to make sacrifices, sacrifices of time, sacrifice of money, additional investments in your business, both time and financially. You have to be away from your family. You just have to sacrifice in this business. And so, like I said, 85% of the people in this call have made that sacrifice. You've already made the commitment. The people that didn't say they're registered for Ambition either omitted it and are registered for Ambition, which is probably a pretty high percentage of the ones that didn't say registered for Ambition. They just forgot to say it. Or they're brand new to the business, or in some instances, there's probably one or two people on this call that are going, what's Ambition? That's how new they are and how disconnected they are. But the bottom line is that I'm not talking to you on the call. I'm talking to you to take action doing what? Going and getting somebody new started and get that person to Ambition, number one. Maybe you can, if you've got some momentum in your organization from today between now and Ambition, maybe you can bring 3 people or 5 people or 10 people, But I'm saying for everybody, no matter whether you're brand new and you don't have one consultant in your business, or you're working to regional, or you're regional working to senior, or you're senior working to executive, you ought to be able to bring one person in that's not in your business tonight, okay, and get that person to Ambition. Just one person. If everybody on this call said just one more person was coming, that'd be another 500, 600, 700 people, depending on how many people we have on the call tonight, that would be coming to Ambition. Now, this is what I know to be an absolute fact. There's no way that everybody on this call is going to do that, okay? And that's your decision. You're an independent business owner. It's not my job to make you successful. It's my job to give you the information so that you can make yourself successful. I can tell you that the number one most important thing you can do for your Ambit Energy business is to increase the number of people that are committed to going to Ambition in your organization right now, to increase that number to as high a number as you possibly can. Because what's going to happen is that several-fold increase is going to multiply. So let's say it's a 10-fold increase over somebody who doesn't come to Ambition. And let's say that you get 5 more people to come to Ambition after this call that weren't coming. That's a, do 5 times 10. That's a 50-fold increase in your business over what would happen if you don't go and do it. The multiplier, we're in the business of duplication, and compounding is what happens in our business. I've got about 375,000 people in my organization. Of course, nowhere close to that number are active in the business, but it's compounded to the point where the business grows every single day, whether I work the business or not. And it grows very nicely every single day. And every single day people get customers that I don't help them gather. And it's just because the compounding effect of the sheer numbers is great enough. You need to do like Ray did, like Norbert has done, like so many people have done in this business. You need to compound the number of people year over year that attend Ambition. You need to know your number this year. Hey, myself and 3 people in my organization attended. Next year, make it 30 or 300. Okay, the next year, if you made it to 300, make it 900. That's one of the metrics that you want to keep. So if you know what your number was last year, make sure that you increase it this year. If you weren't in the business for Ambition last year, you've got an opportunity to build a really nice base. And again, it's not about you going to Ambition. If you're not going to Ambition, then, I don't know what to say to you. Besides, that's just a mistake. And I know there's family stuff. There's, you know, can't get off of work. I'll get fired if I go. I know there's some legitimate reasons for not going. So I'm not making you wrong for not going. But I know most of the time it's an excuse. Most of the time, oh, I just couldn't afford it. There's no way I could get there. Well, you didn't make one call to see if somebody's driving and you could split gas money or sleep on the floor, make peanut butter jelly sandwiches. You hadn't made one attempt. You just, your mind, a little man or a little woman that's little negative talker in the back of your head saying you can't do it. So you know what? You can't do it. I mean, it's just that simple. If you believe you can't do it, you can't do it. But if something is in the back of your mind going, I don't know how I could possibly do this, then you could do it. Go sell your television. And I'm serious. You know, go do whatever you've got to do to scrape up the money to do the minimal spend it's going to take for you to get to ambition and put yourself in position. Bear mentioned something and emphasized it in his brief comments that I want you to understand. The ambition bonuses, attendee bonuses they call, that are issued ambition over ambition year after year will more than adequately pay even if you're spending $1,000 to get there or $1,500 to get there or $2,000 because you're sitting in the bar all night and you can afford to do it. You know, what I can tell you is those attendee bonuses, you know, have been so rich in the past. I don't know what they're going to be this year, but Ambit said they're going to be some. They've been so rich in the past. The bottom line is that you can pay for your trip. Just in that increase can pay for your trip. Okay, not if you didn't attend what you would make, but the excitement and the enthusiasm and what you're going to learn is going to get your production up. But more importantly than that, on that production, you're going to get an added bonus that's only afforded you, to you if you attend. And so what I can tell you is that the attendee bonus for somebody that goes to work after ambition more than several time over pays for the trip. So you've just got to do whatever you've got to do. But more importantly, you've got to take the information from this call and go get some other people in your organization to attend. It's just that simple. And then as soon as ambition's over, you need to start talking to people about PowerTrip. You need to get registered for PowerTrip yourself. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, get registered. You can't get somebody to do something that you're not going to do. We're going to be up in eastern Pennsylvania, rather, in the Scranton area. And the bottom line is you need to be there, and you need to get everybody that you can get there. We're going to have some of the top earners in the business there, and it's a training event. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's an empowerment event. It's not a motivational event. I think you'll find it very motivational, don't get me wrong, but it's empowering you to how to go build your business. Distinctly different than ambition. You know, we don't do a whole lot of recognition. There aren't any awards. There's not the pomp and circumstance and the fancy dancers and the singing music and the light shows and all that. It's not like that. I mean, this is get down and get dirty and learn how to build this business from the best of the best. So ambitpowertrip.com, get yourself registered, get other people registered after ambition. You can register yourself now. You can grab a couple of extra tickets. You can change the names later on. The event probably will sell out. We've got a little bit smaller venue than we normally have. We always have had a bigger venue in the Northeast than we've had in Texas. It's not going to sell out between now and ambition, I can tell you that. It's in the beginning of November, okay? So we got some time on that. What I'm telling you is get focused on getting yourself, if you're not already registered, that's a matter of just going into your power zone and getting registered and getting somebody new sponsored into your business or into your organization, and then talk to that person and get them to attend ambition. And if you'll do that and then focus on the number you have at ambition this year, write that down in your goals, okay? Write that down, put that down on your board, and say I'm going to beat this number next year. You know, and you know, Ray came with 4 or 5 in his organization the first year. The next year it was a couple of hundred. Now it's thousands upon thousands upon thousands. You know, the bottom line is it doesn't matter to what degree you increase it. You increase it by one person, you've increased it. Increase it by 3 people the next year, you've increased it. The key to this business is a consistent, persistent effort over a period of time and to promote the marketing plan as quickly as possible. If you're RC right now and you get some people in your RC code to come to Ambition, you're going to make SC a heck of a lot faster than you are if nobody in your RC code is coming. If you're an SC and you're trying to get to EC and you don't get there before Ambition, just had Bishop Johnson up in Chicagoland make EC here a day or two ago. Congratulations to Bishop. But if you don't get there before Ambition, you get as many people as you possibly can in your SC code to Ambition, you're going to promote to EC a lot faster if you do that. If you're an EC, you're getting people in your EC code to Ambition to help you promote to NC. It has such a dramatic several-fold increase on so many different aspects of your business, not just financially, but from a promotional perspective, which gets you to more money. You can see how it just kind of parlays the pixie dust, whatever happens in Ambition, and I'm not even going to attempt to describe it with words. I'm going to tell you this, that every single year during the summer, I recruit more to get people to Ambition than I do to recruit people into the business because I know the importance of it. I've got about 30 people that are flying at their expense coming over from Japan, spend a couple of days at my ranch ahead of time, and they're going to go to Ambition. And I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be an explosion in Japan. Okay, and it's going to be an explosion of excitement and enthusiasm and a spirit and a focus of those people that paid that price to come to the United States of America and to attend Ambition. It's going to change a lot of people's lives. It's going to change their lives, and it's going to change a lot of people's lives. And next year, they're going to come back with 5, 10, 15, 20 people, okay, each. And then the next year and the next year, and eventually they'll be an Ambition in Japan. I'm sure there'll be a national convention of some sort in Japan at some point. It's a little too early on for that for this year, but probably next year. And what happens with impending events is it's such a critical part of the system, such a critical part of how you build your business. Like I said, I don't think I do justice trying to talk about it on a conference call, but I'll end it with this. There's going to be somebody in Ambit someday that's going to have a bigger organization than I have, and there's going to be somebody in Ambit that's going to have make more money in Ambit than I do, okay? Sure as I'm on this phone tonight, that's going to happen. And that person or those people, okay, very well, probably will be more than one, those people are going to have done something better than what I have done, and that's get more people to Ambition as a percentage increase every year than I did, okay? I'm going to retire at some point. I've been at this 11 years. I'm 60 years old. I want to enjoy my life. I got plenty income to be comfortable. So I'm going to slow down, and I'm going to slow down. Somebody's going to come by me like a speeding bullet train in Tokyo, Japan, and it'll make me look like the poverty zone. And when that person goes by me, and the next person goes by me, and the next person goes by me, and I drop from number one to number two to number three to number seven to number 10 income earner in this company, what I can tell you a common denominator to all those people are is they understood the importance of an impending event. You may not have the goal, or you may not feel it's possible for you to pass me income-wise in Ambit Energy. That's okay. If you don't think you can, you won't. That's a given. If you think you can, you might. And I'm telling you that if you want to make that happen, get as many people as you can in your organization to Ambition, and that will increase the speed and the velocity at which you climb the financial ladder and climb the top income earners ladder in Ambit Energy. With that, Bear, I'm going to let you open it back up. Let everybody say good night.
Brian, thank you. Always a pleasure having you on the call. I can't wait to see you coming up soon, and I'll be talking to you this week anyway. Hey, folks, I got to tell you something. I'm not going to have the one that got into my business today count as my one. We got a little more than 2 weeks to go. All of us can get one. Just get one. Join the I Got One Club, okay? Now, you want your team to hear this call? Go to topambitleaders.com, okay? Click on the training tab. Look for the Sunday night calls. This will be up in just a couple of days. Let your team hear this call. Issue them the challenge, the I Got One Club. Let's make it happen. Brian, thanks a lot, and I'll let the team thank you themselves. Here we go.